Into my eyes and you can see clearly the change is evident, cause the Lord said fear me. So that's exactly what I did. My vision has been done by his son with wisdom. He made the changes, healing river flowing throughout all of my abrasions. He made this man whole. Entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Yeah, and that's just keeping it real. Not selling out for a deal and keeping these lips sealed. Nope. Cause it's truth to be said. He spoke out to these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. More than just a story, cause stories can be false. This my testimony, I'm redeemed by the cross. The details are too many, too heavy. Some ain't ready. We focus on distractions that are way too petty. Man, at least I know that I did. Distracted by so many things, I was a man divided. Pulled in every direction, my character abysmal. Lack of purpose in the mirror, watching this kid grow. Yeah. Into the man I was, the difference, Jesus, the cure, the blood. His grace is sufficient, he is on a mission. Jesus is the answer, he's the great physician.
Look into my eyes. Hey. I'm a change man. Uh-huh. 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 When you look into my eyes.
Hey.
I'm a change man. Uh-huh. I'm a change man. Uh-huh.
Love, joy, peace, patience. That's the fruits of the spirit that keep you from gazing. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, implementation. Qualities I on my list of anticipations. Gentleness, self-control, armor of God, those weapons are bold. Seeking to be a better man as I stand. Plus God has given me grace and feelings I'm changing hands. In the business and he changes plans. He adapts to the free will of his people to help to shake the lands. Iron sharpens iron, take a stand. Cause the call on each household is to mimic God's original plan. So I told myself to be a man. But the more I progress in life, it's hard to take a stance. Posture and technique both are not advanced. And I keep telling myself I think I can. Then I knew it, so I took a chance. My current plea is to let go and let God prepare the way on my journey so I can do my job. Fight those selfish ambitions and all the many odd generational curses, man, please leave them abroad. So I left it alone. Don't want a spirit like Pharaoh or grow a heart of stone. But like Stephen with honor when he preached to the people, I'd rather die like a man strong with spiritual features.
When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man.
Radio listeners, this is your train conductor D. Smith. You heard our new intro song, I'm a Changed Man by Jitta. This is one of his latest tracks that just came out, so it's going to be our new intro song, and it's really our proclamation. This is what we believe, that we're changed people as a result of what we know, and that's the truth of God's word, and that makes us a different individual. So I'm excited today to be back live with 3T Radio. Before I get into this exciting show today, I just have a couple quick announcements. Very special announcement today. I'd like to recognize my brother. Today he hit a milestone. He turned 50 years old. So everybody out there that's listening, everybody say happy birthday to John Smith. John, we love you, bro. Happy birthday to you, man. You excited, man? Enjoy your day, brother. You know, don't get drunk. Don't do that. You know, you just need to keep moving forward. But really, just enjoy yourself, John. Happy birthday. Happy 50th. greatest, biggest brother I ever know, man. Great example to his children and leader in the community. So we love you, man. Also, another announcement I want to bring out to everybody. Save the date, Saturday, April the 12th, which is our annual LEAD conference, and that's our youth leadership conference. We do this every year. This year, we're going to be at Triton College in River Grove, Illinois. Mark your calendars. Make sure that you save that date. Parents, sign up. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go to our website, www.teen-train.org. Mark that date, underscore it, highlight it. Make sure you are there. It's going to be an awesome conference. We're going to have a concert that evening, and Friday we're going to have an all-star celebrity basketball game. So it's going to be great. Stay tuned. More information is coming. Now we're going to get right to the nitty-gritty. Without further ado, I want to bring on a special guest writer on 3T Radio today, one of my guys from around the way, living legend, his brother doing some stuff. Interesting. I just learned something about him as we were preparing for this show today. I thought I knew this brother, but I tell you, you learn more about people when you really start to have these type of conversations in preparation for something like this. So without further ado, everybody, welcome. Help me welcome my guy today, Mr. Alvin Pickett. What's up, Alvin?
Hey, how you doing, Dwayne?
Man, I'm awesome.
Good to be on the show.
Man, let me tell you, brother, it's good to have you, man. We got the living legend, Alvin, man. What's up?
The living legend, huh?
That's right, man. That's right, man. Look, everybody can't say they know a living legend, Alvin. I know one, bro. Look, man, I look at your bio, man. Brother, you done some stuff, man. I'm looking at you, man, and, you know, you've been in the barber industry for over 20 years. And yeah. I know you got skills, man, because I've seen your work. I haven't had the pleasure to sit down and have my hair cut by you yet, but I got to make that happen. Yeah. You know, I'm looking here, man. You went to the you're a mentor to many in the industry. You graduated from the Joseph Business School.
Yes.
Man, you've been a staff barber for the Steve Harvey Show. I guess you still doing that type of stuff, man?
Yes, what they call, you know, so it depends on the show.
You okay.
Know, that service, yeah, they call us in.
Okay, cool. And and a model for Luster Products. Watch out, Alvin. Look out, man.
With Luster, yeah.
Yeah, and then the last but not least, one of the things that you're currently doing, man, you got your own salon, man. It's a groom, barber, and nail boutique right here in Chicago with your lovely wife, Alvin. Why don't you just tell our radio listeners just a little bit about yourself. Now, I just kind of shared your bio, but personalize it a little bit, man. Like you said, you've been in the industry for 20 years. Man, how has this journey, where did this start for you?
When did it start as a barber in the industry? I want to say when my dad put clippers in my hands.
Okay.
I probably was in the seventh grade.
Wow.
And I think he got tired of cutting my brother's hair and mine as well. Not to mention he was kind of breaking us off.
Okay.
He said, here, you know, since you're complaining so much, here, you cut it. And so it started there. And, you know, I had other dreams and things that I wanted to do, things of which I'm tapping into now.
Uh-huh.
But that I began to develop that skill. And through high school, just kind of made a name for myself as being that one you went to for your cut. And, you know, I did it on the side in the beginning, you know, it was just something to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it brought camaraderie. But as I got a little older, I quickly learned that, that it was lucrative.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I was good at it and that I had a demand. I was in demand. And so, got out of high school, went to college for a couple of years and then decided to go to barber college. Went to barber college, made it legit, and from there, man, we just, you know, started in the first barber salon in the south suburbs of Chicago, Ron Evans, and where I learned some things working under some older gentlemen, and then from there, I moved into the South Loop of Chicago, and worked about 12, 14 years under another brother of mine. I got a chance to learn the industry from a more professional atmosphere.
Okay.
Because, you know, Chicago is one of those great metropolises.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so you got people from all walks of life, and it just made it possible to come in contact with a more diverse clientele. And along with, you know, learning under professionals, I, you know, also had the dream or developed the dream to open my own place.
Mm.
And so when the time was right, after, you know, prayer and preparation, I made that move.
Look at here we are. Here we are. What a journey, man. Because, you know, Alvin, as you and I were talking, even in preparation for the show, you know, one of the things, and I know a lot of people can attest to this, man, when, you know, you're going into these barbershops, you know, there's so many images, man, so many different conversations. The atmosphere, yeah, man, is just, boy, I tell you, you can go and get some real education at a barbershop, man. And sometimes it's not all good education, right? And we were going to talk about that a little bit, man. What is it about your salon? And see, and then we're going to talk about the, first of all, share the name of it. Let's get the address of where you are.
We are Groom, Barber, and Nail Boutique. We're located at 1900 South Clark. That's in the South Loop of Chicago, just on the outskirts of Chinatown.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Now, the name Groom, how did that come about? Where did you get that name from?
Oh, man, lots of prayer.
Okay.
Just kind of searching for a name. Lord, what do I do, you know? What word would speak to what the goals and the ambition is? And in my spirit, I heard Groom.
Wow.
And it's broad, you know, it explains what we do here, from transforming men that come in to we also have lady clients that come in as well who also receive manicures and pedicures because we got a top tech there who is also my wife.
Yeah, that's what's up.
But we also have, which we just added a couple months ago around the holiday season, Sherman Brown, who is a young, inspiring clothing stylist and tailor, and he's bringing that facet to the shop of grooming in that respect. And so we're just trying to live up to that name, Groom, and that's how it came about.
You know what, man, I like that name, you know, because as you were talking and kind of describing who you are, it's interesting because you look at what's happening in fashion today, man. You look at these haircuts, bro. You look at how people are dressing, the way they're carrying themselves. And this, for me, is so refreshing to know that we have not gotten away from a nice, good haircut, man. You know, just a professional, clean look. And, yeah, you know, and just really being, you know, man, just in tune with what a good image should be, man. So, hey, man, I applaud you for being courageous enough to do this because it's necessary, man, and it's very needed in this hour. You know what I mean? It really is, Alvin. Yes.
Absolutely.
Alvin, why don't you talk a little bit about the hair care industry, man, because one of the things that, you know, I know it's not just about a haircut. I know it's not just about, you know, nails. Share a little bit about just the industry. What are some of the industry trends and where do you see this thing going?
Wow. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry. It's growing rapidly. There are studies that are saying that there will be more barber specialists, nail technicians, all across the service business coming into the service industry in the next 5 to 10 years than ever before. I think it has a lot to do with the economy and, you know, the challenge of finding jobs. And it's always been a business that people respect. Now you're starting to see more people kind of drop what they're doing and become stylists to some degree. So I think you're going to start to see a lot more people take up these jobs, these opportunities, which will make it more competitive for those who already exist in the industry. If you're not doing it to your maximum ability, you will be challenged with the competition that will be coming in, because you'll have people from, you know, just about any and every industry with different skills and talents that will be coming in. And they're coming in, and I'm sure they're coming in with their, putting their best foot forward. So those who haven't done that, got to get on board.
Yeah.
Really take it up to another level.
You know, Alvin, you was talking about the fact that it's a multi-trillion-dollar industry, which I believe that, brother. I believe that, because you and I were even talking, and I was saying, man, you know what? People are always going to need their hair done. You know what I mean? The ladies, the guys, and the girls, even some of these crazy whacked out hairdos, you know, that's high maintenance. So they still want to go and have somebody to do it and keep it up. And, you know, and then you figure, even today, man, you want to continue to separate yourself, and a lot of that comes with your image. So I definitely see what you're saying, man. And when you think about groom and just your shop, your salon, your boutique, what makes yours different, Alvin?
There are so many things.
Yes, sir.
Well, I always believed in providing the best experience. Because for years, you know, I've worked in salons with owners who I respect. But you come to notice the things that we could do better.
Yeah.
And so I committed myself to doing things on another level. And just striving for excellence. And I think the ultimate reason why that desire is there is because I'm a born-again Christian.
Yes, sir.
You know, I love the Lord, and I stay in prayer. And with that, God will always, and always does, shows you where the next step is, what to take, how you should go about things, how you should approach things, because you're doing it in honor of Him.
Mm.
And you have a responsibility then, because especially when you're putting that on front, putting that out front, you have a responsibility to acknowledge the fact or to know that it's God that you're representing.
Yes, sir.
And so chiefly and most importantly, you know, I make no apologies for this.
Mm.
My clients all know that we are Christians, and we run a type of organization that is an organization of integrity, or an organization that is comfortable in a comfortable environment, clean and tidy environment. One of our main focus is efficiency.
Mm.
So we've integrated one of the best salon softwares that you could use to, you know, for managing your business, and that helps us to be able to effectively and efficiently serve our clients, and also track the work and business that we do, even product sales.
Mm.
From the standard of what we allow to play on our TV monitors to what we allow to come out of our speakers, it really sets the tone for a really relaxing atmosphere. We offer Wi-Fi, so we have gentlemen and ladies that'll come in with their laptops and iPads and sit down for a few minutes before or after the cut and just, you know, get some work done, send some emails off.
Mm.
If there's conversation here, the conversation is pretty much, you know, it's to a minimum, and it's low key. It's probably about business, and you know, just that cordial conversation in the front part of the haircut service, and but it's all about the service.
Yeah,
and,
I like that.
Of course, we have a really awesome receptionist here who we train and put an expectation on her to serve the clients well, and she does it with the best of her ability. So it's kind of that thing. We understand that, you know, people work hard for their money.
Yes.
And, you know, and people want to buy the best, you know, whether it's service or product. And so that's what we want to offer.
Man, Alvin, that's awesome. As you were talking, I was sitting there thinking, man, you know, you got one of those shops, man, where, like you said, the homeboy could come through and he can get tight, but then the business professional, you know, the professional athlete, people from all walks of life can literally come here and the atmosphere is not compromised, you know?
No, not at all.
I love that, man, because, you know, brother, I've been in some barbershops And, you know, I had to close my ears up with some of the stuff that was being said, just even some of the things that was on the television monitor. I like the fact that you, like you said, we monitor what's on the screen, what's coming out of the speaker. Because, you know, as a parent, you know, you got concerns, man. You don't want your kids to be in an atmosphere where there's a bunch of foolishness going on. It's just, it's uncensored conversation, man. And, you know, it's like a spirit, like a real foul spirit that's in these barbershops, man. And people are cursing and saying all type of crazy, goofy stuff. So, man, I commend you, brother, for being courageous enough to set a standard of excellence like that, because that's important today, man. You know, people don't want to come pay money and be, you know, upset, man, you know, about the fact that, you know. Go ahead, Alvin.
And no disrespect to those salons and shop owners who do not understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you this, if you're really going to maximize your potential, you got to be willing to elevate.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to take it to the next level.
You got
to be willing
man.
To please the client. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. And you know, you said you shared earlier, you know, that you know you and your wife are in this business together. How is that, man? Because you know, you know, I know the scripture says leave and cleave, bro. You know what I mean? We're supposed to break free and be with our wife. But then you in business together. Talk about that dynamic, man. How does that work?
Well, first of all, it's been an awesome experience.
Yes, sir.
My wife is, she's been a blessing to me. We've been married over a little over 2.5 years now.
Good.
And she had a spa not far from where Groom is. And when we got married, we decided, you know, to cut costs and just kind of bring things together that she would come over here. So she brought her clientele and she brought her business, you know, to Groom. And then the initial phases of it, or the start of it, was a challenge because she had her way of doing things. I had my way of doing things. You know, just like a marriage, when you start a marriage, you know, two people come from two different homes.
That's
you know,
right.
The woman has their way of doing things. You have your way of doing things, and you have to find the wisdom to be able to fuse it all together.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the first year of a marriage is super challenging.
Yeah.
The first year of probably doing business with your spouse is challenging. But now it's smoothing out now.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, she really understands what my goals are and what my ambitions are, and I understand what her goals are and what her ambitions are, and we understand our places.
Wow.
And this place is 100% hers, 100% mine, you know. And I say that because, you know, when you think of partnerships, you think in percentage of what the split is.
Right.
So it's 100% hers and it's 100% mine.
That's good,
so
Alvin.
And so we go at it like that. Right now, she's just amazing with some of the things that she's doing right now. She's really studying and taking courses and classes on the social media. Because that's the wave. It's sort of the wave of the future right now. If you're doing
right.
a business, you have to really, really be able to tap that social media component. And so she is really, you know, she really didn't like social media in the beginning. And she'll tell you it's pretty much because she didn't understand it. But now, you know, she's come to learn that it is a powerful tool if used properly. And so she's been studying it and doing her thing. And now we're getting ready to launch our whole campaign as to how we're going to begin to market the business through social media.
Wow.
And the different platforms that are available, some of the platforms that you're using. So we're putting that together with, you know, with our website and email campaigns and the website designer and things like that to really go hard on getting in front of the public, getting in the face of the people, making our names known, and drawing that business in. Let me interject this. Ultimately, the reason why I started the business wasn't so much because I just wanted to make more money.
Okay.
I just always believed in providing opportunities for people.
Okay.
Other people. And so, one, we want to provide the best quality service for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But two, I want to provide an atmosphere where the stylists can come in and feel a part of something that works.
Wow.
And something that's growing. And something that has leadership that really cares about their needs. And so that's always been the focus. And with that, I believe profit is inevitable. Increase is inevitable because it's an unselfish ambition. And so that drives us. That drives me every morning when I get up and I talk to the Lord about, you know, what needs to be done. And, you know, sometimes I may not, you know, feel quite the way I want to feel, but I get before the Lord and I'm reminded of why I do things and why I'm doing things. And, you know, we go at it another day, another successful day, and, you know, and it's just been awesome.
That's good, man. That is really good. And I hope that, you know, for our listening audience, you know, parents and youth, there's some strong takeaways in what Brother Alvin is talking about, you know, from the business side. I love that whole principle that it's 100% mine, it's 100% hers. And, you know, and too often in this world we live in, brother, people out here is they're driven by greed and power, and, you know, and folks want to be the person that's in control. I like that, Alvin, because, you know, even the scripture says, submit yourselves one unto the other as unto the Lord.
Sure.
And I see that you and your wife are doing that even in business, man, and that's beautiful. That's a wonderful, wonderful model and example. And the only thing that could come out of that, Alvin, is success, man, because, you know, even I'm reminded, man, that even with Adam and Eve, when they had their little dilemma in the garden, they stick together. They left up out of there together, Doc. You know, they walked out. Hey, bro, they was kicked out together. They stuck together when they left, man. I mean, they could have went out arguing, talking about, look what you did, look what you did. But they stuck together, man. So I believe that you know, you and your wife having that philosophy and that mindset about business, brother, you can't do nothing but be successful, because even if you miss it, if you agree together, there won't be any finger pointing. We'll quickly get past this, and we learn from it, and then we can go to the next level, you know?
Absolutely.
Because my philosophy, Alvin, is this, man. The other side of failure is always success. You know what I mean? And as a result of that, we're not afraid of it, right?
That's right.
Now I heard you say, you know, that you're a Christian, and I knew that anyway, but I'm good, you know, our listening audience can hear that now. And it's good to see Christians doing business, man, because there are the principles that are in the Bible, man, it's really life. It's really everyday living. It's just success principles, man, on every level, relationships, business, interaction with people, resolving conflicts, so on and so forth. Talk about how you are meshing the two together, ministry and business, or maybe all of it is considered ministry in your eyes. Can you explain that?
That's an awesome question. Thank you for asking it.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I think the number one responsibility as a business owner is you need to set an example of what a man of God is.
Hmm.
And that comes through your talk, your walk, just everything. People need to know that God is number one in your life. That's number one. And two, how I mash it together, I think I have 3 points, but two, how I mash it together is we use Groom as an opportunity to mentor to young people.
Mm.
We had a local barber college bring their students in about a month or so ago, and we just spoke to them. We talked to them from the aspect of grooming, you know, dress attire to business ethics, our experience, and then we made it a point to let these young men know that we were men of God. But I think chiefly, Dr. William Winston did a series on the priest and the kings.
Yes, sir.
And that was a powerful teaching. It spoke to a lot of things that God had been speaking to me in terms of business and what our place is as Christians. But how we fuse it together, our business, we look at it as a stream.
Hmm.
And that's watering the garden.
Yes.
And that garden is that place that God has given us domain over, you know. And how we connect it to is we understand that there's a covenant that God cut.
Yes, sir.
He established the covenant. And Jesus is the one that bears that covenant.
Mm.
And he is our high priest. And so because we don't forsake this ourselves, our assembling of the saints, should I say, which is basically going to church.
Yeah.
Get submitted to, you know, a pastor, you know, and what is going on in that house. Mm-hmm. What we do is we tithe and we give offering.
Yes.
You know, and so our tithe connects us to the covenant because that Jesus is the priest, and we bring those tithes to the priest, the high priest, and he worships the Lord with those tithes. And then the offering, that outside of the tithe is what God speaks to our heart to give on a regular basis or what have you. It helps to further the ministry. The tithes and the offering, it brings meeting to the Father's house so that there's revelation flowing, so that the purpose and the focus of God is going forth, and God is able to use these men and take them all over the world. And so we connect the two by, first, one, our resources, you know, and then God is also able to multiply back to us through the business, and that's where the growth comes.
Wow.
That's where the supernatural increase comes.
Yeah.
Because now God can bless the business because the business is connected to his plan.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so now he can bring us more clients, and we can sell more product, or, you know, we can cut more hair, or, you know, or what have you, because we are connected.
Mm.
We're connected.
I love it. I love it.
But ultimately, I think what we need to understand today, like never before, systems are failing. There are things happening in the economy that we've never seen before, and all this stuff has been foretold through scriptures.
That's right.
And what we need to understand, whether you're a believer or not, is that God has a plan.
Mm.
His plan is to save as many people from destruction.
Yep.
The Word of God says he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Well,
so God is in the business. God is in the business of giving everlasting life.
That's
so
right, brother.
That's God's focus right now. You know? And also establishing his kingdom in the earth.
Mm.
You know, kingdom of love, a kingdom of morals, a kingdom of values.
Mm.
Establishing that in the earth. And so when you're in business, you must understand that you're in business for that reason.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's okay to be a good barber. It's okay to be a good social strategist. Media strategists. It's okay. All of those things are good. But ultimately, we got to know as believers that God has an ultimate plan. And if we tap into the ultimate plan, his blessing comes on us.
Mm.
That blessing is a blessing of empowerment. Increase is going to come on us. Wisdom is going to come on us. Innovation is going to come on us. Witty ideas is going to come on us. Favor is going to come on us.
Yes.
Oh, man. I can't live without favor because I'm not perfect. You know, I can't live without grace and favor.
That's right, brother.
Perfect. So favor is going to come on us where God will cause policies and rules to change. Battles will be won. We don't even have to fight.
Yeah, that's good.
And so to answer your question, how do I refuse them together? First of all, we understand that Jesus is Lord.
Hmm.
Jesus is Lord. He's Lord even in business. He's Lord in our homes. He's Lord. He's Lord. And with that, we then go forth in whatever God has called us to do.
Man, that's good, brother. Look, I don't even have to go to church tomorrow. I got the word today. That was good, man. I love it, man. I love it. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you tapped on how to supernaturally grow business by being connected.
Yeah.
You know, to the covenant, the tithe, the offering, man, you know, getting revelation and truth and operating in that favor. This is how you grow. And now, Alvin, something that we didn't say that the listening audience need to know, I mean, we highlight the fact that you do some barber work for the Steve Harvey Show. Well, that you know, you're a model. Well, you know, you're a business owner. Well, you're a man. And that's all right, brother. That's all right, man. We're going to put it out there. Look, my brother is doing it, man. He got this beautiful wife, and they're in business together.
Yes,
and they're doing some great, great work. But you know what, brother? You're a father, too.
Yes.
Come on, man. Talk about that, man, because that right there, just that balance, man. Touch on that, Alvin, because a lot of fathers, including myself, man, you know, I'm in business. I do work for other people. I'm always out here trying to make an impact. But you know what? How do you help your kids to stay encouraged and to really kind of maybe buy into maybe the vision that God has put into your heart as a father and businessman? Is that do we try to do that with our children, or do we just kind of let them be themselves? Talk a little bit about how do you balance all of it together?
The arrows of my quiver
Yeah, come on now. That Psalms, Doc. Come on.
The arrows of my quiver. My children, I was married for 9 years previously, and so they come out of that marriage, of which God has given me wisdom as to how to move forward and have the kind of life that he wants me to have apart from that experience. Mm. Learned a lot of things. I take responsibility and take accountability for what was and what happened, and now I'm moving forward. And so my children, I made a commitment. My commitment started, it started years ago. It started when they were in the womb, to speak the word of God over their lives. You know, I started early speaking the word over the, you know, in the womb, speaking. And even before they were conceived, I spoke them. I decreed who they were and what they were. And it was as I was in the spirit. I spent a lot of time in prayer and in worship. And God would, through the Spirit, speak through me as to what to say concerning my children.
Wow.
And so I never stopped that. I prophetically speak and declare over their lives. Mm. And yes, they're children. They're in school. They have peers. You know, there are challenges, you know, challenges dealing with dad and a new wife and mom, you know, still trying to figure some things out or whatever the case may be. My kids, they count on, and any kids today, any children today, they count on parents being men and women of faith.
Mm.
We can't so hooked up into what we see.
Yeah, that's good.
That we forget what God said.
Mm-mm-mm.
What God said concerning our children, concerning our seed, is in the Word, and that's what we take, and that's what we declare, and that's what we speak, and that's what we see.
That's good.
The Word of God says that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty upon the earth.
That's good.
Mighty upon the earth. So I go forth every day just believing that my children are blessed, that they have gifts, and that God will use their gifts and their talent. And I just call those things forth. But most importantly, I shower them with love.
That's good, man.
Acceptance.
That's
I shower them with love and acceptance.
That's
good. I've always got a hug and a kiss from my children. It'll continue, man. It'll continue, man. Time till I'm 90, 110, because I will live long.
That's right. That's right.
In Jesus' name.
There you go. Oh, but the question is, will you still be cutting hair at 98?
Probably only a couple close friends.
Let the young whippersnappers know, huh?
Yeah, but that's what it is. You know, shower them with love and make sure you speak the word of God over your children, and not just your children, but other people's children.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, maintain the right confession about other kids. That's our responsibility.
Yeah.
Believe the best. Believe the best.
Mm.
And so, you know, one, showing them and giving them my best and just showing them, you know, what a good father should be.
Man
of God, chiefly, speaking that word over their lives and just continuing to pronounce God's promises for them and over their lives. And most importantly, just showering them with love and acceptance, just believing the best of them.
Yeah, that's good, man. Brother, I tell you, because that right there, when you look at the state of our young people, and, you know, I have to definitely get you back on this show, man, because this whole image piece, I think, Brother Alvin, that's a whole conversation in itself. I think you would agree with me, wouldn't you? Know what I mean? When you think about it, I don't know if you saw this interview, but this may be something worth pulling up and showing maybe in one of your talk sessions at your shop, man. But Stephen A. Smith, you know who he is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Stephen A. Smith. He's an ESPN sports analyst. Awesome brother. I love him personally. I love him because he's bold. He put it right out there, and he talked like he
I cut his hair once.
You did? Oh yeah, man. See what I'm saying? How are you, bro? You the man.
I wanted him to leave though.
So you might get on the body, huh?
Yeah, but he's changed a lot, and he's grown a lot in what he does, and yeah, I respect him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and you know what? What he did was he was it's a YouTube interview. Actually, it was pretty recent. They were talking about the tattoos and the professional athletes, and he was talking about just the whole image that some of these guys are putting out there, man, when they tat it all up, they face head and everything else. And he was just basically saying that's not a good example for these young athletes that are coming up. See, what Mike Tyson could do, you know, somebody else can't do, right? Because he's already at a certain place in his life, and people have come to accept him that way. His message was really good, man, because the bottom line, he was laying down this image. He said there's still, in corporate America, there's still a certain standard. And there's a dress code expectation. And I thought that was very good, Alvin, as it pertains to these young brothers and these young sisters who are out here not carrying themselves the right way, man. And that's why I love the name of your shop, Groom, because that's what folk need to go do, get groomed up. so they can represent, man. So, I mean, we're going to have to get you back on the show to talk about that, because that's a whole segment in itself, Doc. Yes, and yes. I know you could talk about that, man, because that's part of your ministry.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So one of the things you got to do is you got to promise me you coming back. You hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely, I got you. Look, brother. I got your old record out because this is an archive show. It's recorded live. so you came back out, bro. Plus, I know where your shop at, right?
No. Man, anything you need from me, Duane, you know, you are my brother. You are my brother in Christ. You are my brother. We have been through thick and thin together.
Literally. That's another talk. Look out, bro. We done been in the battle together, on the front line together, Doc.
Yes, we have.
Look, man, we got a bond, man, that probably people won't even understand, man, just because of, you know, what we've seen together, man, and how we've encouraged each other. So, man, I tell you, man, I know you good, brother. I love you so much, man. You got so much integrity. You know, I met your queen. She's such a beautiful woman. I'm so happy that you all are doing this thing, man, and being an example for so many, because husbands and wives, they still need examples. Yeah. You know, we know the ministry of Teen Train is the family. And so we just can't talk about youth apart from talking about mom and dad, because, you know, if you try to clean up the kids and they going back into a dysfunctional home, you and I already know how that story goes, right? So we don't, you know, have to even try to figure that thing out, Alvin. But, Alvin, tell the listening audience again your contact information, man. Give them the website, give them the phone number, you know, make sure that they know. Man, put that information out there for them.
Again, we're in the South Loop of Chicago. The name of our salon here is Groom Barber and Nail Boutique at 1900 South Clark. Our number here is area code 312-846-6803. Our website address is groomsl.com, as in groomsouthloop.com. So you can go to the site and check out our prices and see what we're all about, what our mission is. And, but let me say this, Duane.
Yeah,
I'm proud
say it,
of
Alvin.
You, brother. I am proud of you. I thank God for you. It's often, man.
You're
doing some great things, you know. I went to one of the banquets. I'm going to continue to support what you do and even connect you with some people that I know, man, that may even be able to, you know, assist you in what your mission and ministry is. Brother, you are doing great things for our youth. We need people like you, man. We need outlets like what you provide. And so I thank God for you, brother.
Thank you, man.
I just had to say that, you know, because the show is talking all about me, but I had to say that.
Alvin, man, I appreciate that, man, because sometimes when I'm out here doing this thing, I'm wondering, man, is it making a difference? But then I just got to keep doing it just because it's a passion of mine, you know? So, brother, I really appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? That means a lot.
Because the door's about to open. We're going to say it on the radio.
Come on, man.
The doors are about to open that no man can shut.
Come on, now, in the name of Jesus.
The money is about to come in.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Money about to come in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call
it
in right now. In the name of Jesus, brother.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hey, Alvin, go ahead and pray, brother. You a minister. Hey, brother, Go ahead and pray. Close us out with prayer, man.
Okay, no problem.
Yes,
Father,
sir.
In the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity to glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
I talked about Groom and I talked about myself, but Lord, I made sure I talked about you.
Thank you,
Lord. I thank you, Father, that I had the opportunity to talk with my brother who talks about you and glorifies you, and this is what the show is about. Father, I thank you, and I honor you and love you, Father. And I just ask that you would just continue to strengthen and encourage his listeners and the teams and the parents that he works with, Father. I just ask that you just continue to give my brother Dwayne wisdom and
increase him.
And increase them more and more, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I just pray, Father, that this whole session, Lord, just was a blessing to those who took time out to hear.
Yes,
and I look forward, Lord, in Jesus' name, for more opportunities like this.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Man, Alvin, let me tell you, brother, this is an awesome train ride, man. I tell you, brother, you had me on the edge of the seat the whole time. I love it, man. I'm telling you, man. That's right, Team Train, baby.
Team Train.
The train is on the move, man. I tell you, man. And you know what, Alvin? Thank you for being courageous enough to do what God has put in your heart, man. I know there's so much more to talk about, and we're gonna get this thing back on, and maybe you and I talk about some type of grooming segment that we could probably even have on the show, man, tips that we can share. You know what I mean, Alvin? Because that's what we talk about doing. We're talking about addressing the whole person, bro. Because we got to clean them from the inside out, Doc. You know, I was talking to somebody. It's interesting, the other day. Actually, I had a conversation this morning with a friend, and we were talking about material wealth. And I said to the person, I said, look, what do you think would get the attention of people? Somebody that's on the corner, that's smelly, you know, and haven't eaten in about 2 or 3 weeks, and then they want to try to make a mention about how good God is, or a person who, you know, just pulled up maybe in a Bentley, you know what I mean? And then when you get ready to park their car, they tell you about how good God is. You know what I mean? Which one you think might end up getting your attention? And my point in saying that is that with the material things that believers get, when we keep the perspective that you shared on this show about having God first, it will command the attention of people, man. And then it will help people to see that, you know what, the wealth don't have me. I have the wealth, right? And with it, I could do more to help people and to be a blessing. Would you agree with that, Alvin?
I would agree. Most people today live from the outside in, so, you know, instead of the inside out.
There you go.
They're focusing on what they see. So, I mean, we can capitalize on that. We just got to come in and get these resources that our Father's table is ours.
That's right. That's right, Al.
And bless the nations like our father Abraham did.
Come on, brother. See, man, you about to, brother, look, we about to best park this train because we'll keep rolling, bro. I feel the thing trying to kick it to second gear. Okay. Well, Alvin, I want to thank you again, man, for being with us today on 3T Radio. Brother, we love you. And, Alvin, you and I will be talking soon because we're going to get you back again. To our listening audience, this is my brother Alvin Pickett, the owner and operator with his wife of Groom, Nail, and Boutique. Right, Alvin? Did I say it right?
Groom, Nail, and Barber Boutique. There you go.
There it is. All right, check out Groom. Alvin, God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
We're about to go to a commercial break.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Okay, We back live with 3T Radio. I hope you all heard my man Alvin Pickett on with us for the first segment of the train ride. Alvin talked about his business with his wife and the things that he does. You all, please check out Groom. His brother's doing some phenomenal stuff, and I love him and appreciate him. My next guest writer is no stranger to the train, Miss Cicely Wilson. What's up, Cicely?
Hey, Dwayne.
Look, Cicely's not a stranger. Look, she comes. She just get right up here in the front of the train. She don't sit in the back.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Cicely? How you doing today?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
I'm awesome. Now, Cicely, I know the last time you came on the train, you just lit it up. I mean, lit it up in sparks, girl. We had a big response from that segment, and I know we are going to start doing a piece with you where we want to talk about values. Cicely, why don't you share with the listening audience again your ministry? And then let's move right into this whole value piece and why it's so important.
Certainly. As Dwayne has mentioned, I'm Cicely Victoria Wilson of SASA International, LLC. We provide life coaching and counseling services. And it's very self-explanatory. I mean, those who have need of coaching or someone to walk alongside them in life, moving them from good to great. That is what life coaching provides. And
I like that. What you say, girl? Good to great.
Yeah.
Look, just make people want to sign up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hope so, Dwayne.
Go ahead, girl. Keep going.
The number one. Yeah. So, and then counseling, you know, for those who may have a greater therapeutic need. You know, who might have past ills of their lives that are haunting them today, and they need to move to a more functional place. That is what counseling provides for them. So we have something for everyone at PASSA International, and we just love to bring out the best in other people. So that's what we do, and we're passionate about it.
Well, you know what? If anybody had a conversation with you for 5-6 seconds, they know that, too. Because the first time I met you, girl, I mean, you just walked in, you lit up the room, and then, you know, just your energy when you speak to people, you know, you could tell, Cicely, that you care. And that goes right to what I believe. I don't care what you know until you show me that you care. So I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's good stuff, girl, because every time I talk to you, I'll be like, wow, she cares.
Yeah,
she cares about what
absolutely.
I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. God gets all the glory for that. Thank you very much.
That's good, sis.
So now, let's talk. Values are
concerned. Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
So as some of the other things I've mentioned concerning what I'm passionate about, you know, values is at the very core of that, and the very core of what the intent of PASSA International is, too. I truly believe with everything within me that we have to live our lives from a value system that starts on the inside and then flows out. And so a lot of the times, as far as values are concerned, one, we may not even know what that means or what that is. And so, therefore, how could you have them or recognize them if you don't, you know how to properly define them? So first, people need to understand what a value is and then, you know, then identify those that are most important to them. The values are the principles that people live by. It's the things that make you tick. It's the things that make you drive. It's the things that cause you to act like you act, think like you think, behave like you behave, right? So values are most important, and they are, you know, operating through us whether we recognize them or not. But the whole intent of PASSA International and is to provoke people to live from a more conscious place of awareness so that you can determine the outcome that you desire to get because you're living from a value system that you've determined, that you want, things that are most valuable to you. And so, therefore, then not only having the knowledge of them, but then having the actions that follow up based on the values that you said that are most important to you. So that's a lot of times where we miss it, right? We can have a lot of ideals of where what our values are, and we all have them. But when we try to line up those values with what it is that you're actually doing in your life, then that's where we kind of have a disconnect sometimes, okay? And that's the beauty of coaching, because everyone, I believe, in their heart of hearts, if they, you know, have any, you know, moral of being in value for themselves, they desire to live a life that is complementary of, you know, what they think and then actually what they live out, or what they desire and then actually what they live out. But a lot of times people just don't know how, okay? And so that's the value of coaching, because we help to implement tools as far as to teach you how to actually successfully live this thing out. And my coach was the Holy Spirit, so I say everybody needs a coach.
I know, that's right.
Even if it's the Holy Spirit. And so, honestly, you know, I really did not begin to understand that, or even have it revolutionize my life until I allowed, hear that word, allowed the Holy Spirit to influence and impact the decisions that I was making based on the results that I said that I wanted to get. And so that's what's most important. We have to understand, okay, first determine, you know, top five things. This is an easy way to think about it. What you could not go to the grave, you know, without living without. Things that you would feel like you would die if you did not have them. That's your value system. I'm going to share a couple of mine, okay? And so people can get an idea as to, okay, you know what I'm saying, what is it that I have to have? I mean, I just got to have it. I don't feel like I would be able to be my most authentic self unless I had it. That's your value system.
Okay.
Okay? And so my value, for instance, some of them, well, first of all, I wanted to give a couple other definitions of real simple. It's really deep from dictionary.com about what values are said to be. And
okay.
A value is a relative worth. A value is of importance. A value is something that you consider with respect to excellence and usefulness in your life. It's something you can use. It's not something that you just think about, right? It's something that actually can be performed. And so, you know, before I share my values, as far as to give, you know, listeners an opportunity to say, okay, what kind of principles or concepts is she referring to? Do you have any questions or comments about it so far?
You know what? You're sharing some really good stuff. I want to ask you something before you share yours.
Yeah.
Why don't you say this to the listening audience? Why is that value system so important, and can we change our value system?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Dwayne. Your value system, I'm glad you mentioned, can change over time, okay, because we evolve as people. And so what my value system was as a 20-year-old was not the same as a 30-year-old, and even now is not the same as a 36-year-old.
Okay,
because I'm evolving, and hopefully, everyone, as they evolve, they're maturing as well. And they are being more purposeful in their lives as far as what it is that makes them tick, makes them thrive, they have to have. Hopefully they have a greater conscious awareness of that. The reason why it's so important is because it helps people to identify you.
That's
okay?
Good.
At any point in time, Dwayne, you mentioned something that I praise God that you were able to say about me. From the first time you said that you met me, you could tell that I was a passionate individual.
That's right.
You could tell that I cared, right? So I didn't have to come up to you and introduce myself. Hello, I'm Cicely, and I'm a passionate individual, and I care.
Look, Cicely, you're not the one to say, I'm Cicely Wilson, and I care. I'll be like, yeah,
and
right.
I care, you know? No, you don't have to do that.
That's
no.
Right.
You should wear it. You mean our lives should be worn as a billboard. Somebody should be able, a complete stranger should be able to see you from afar and tell what you're about based on how you're behaving, based on how you're talking, right? Based on, you know, who you associate with, so on and so forth. That then, even from a hindsight, they'd be able to say, okay, this sister is about this type. type of thing. Like, this is her value system. And, you know, and not to say that, hey, people can't front about, you know, certain things that they're not about. Don't get me wrong, because that goes on too.
Right.
But with the consistency of a thing, okay, that's the key. When you're consistent in a certain area and you keep plowing in it, plowing in it, plowing in it, that's an indicative of your value. It has to be because you do it all of the time.
Mm.
So why it's important is you want to be able to be able to identify you as to what can they expect from you all of the time. If not all, then majority, right? When you're on your average, you know, normal, God-given day, what should I be able to expect from Dwayne? I be able to expect from Cicely? You feel me? Because that's just fair. And I'm also passionate about relationships. And so in that, any type of relationship that you have, you want to be able to identify yourself and have something for someone to hold on to, have something for God to hold on to, as far as what can I expect from this daughter of mine? What can I expect from this son of mine? You know, and he knows anyway because he put it in you.
Right.
Now,
right.
The matter is, right, exactly, he put it in your DNA on purpose. Now, the matter is, though, where we have to do the work is actually fleshing it out. And this is
and,
where
and
we
and
get
you know what,
Cicely,
you said it right there, the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's absolutely. So sometimes we have a, you know, we talked about this before, we have a mental assent to things, right? But we don't flesh it out. And that's where the work is put in. And it's not easy. To say, you know, true to your value system and have that to be an intentional thing. It has to be on purpose, and it has to be intentional, because at every rip, I guarantee you, the enemy is coming for your value system. He's coming to make you out to be a liar. He's coming to make you out to be a hypocrite. So that why? The whole point is so that God can't get any glory.
Right.
From it is who you say that you serve. You feel me?
That's
the whole point.
Good.
So, you know, so we got to think smarter. We say, hey, we got to invest in this game and say, you know what? If God put this in me on purpose, in my DNA, to flesh it out in the earth, the least that I could do is figure out the tools as to how I can be more consistent and diligent with actually doing this thing. So that why? So that my Father can receive all glory. Not so people can look at me and say, oh, you're so great. You know what I'm saying? You're so consistent. You live out your values. That's great. But it's about a greater good. You know, it's beyond me. So my whole purpose in living is that if I make the name of Jesus greater and I exalt him and he's looking good, I can by no means not look good. You feel me?
There you go.
So I'm automatically going to, he's going to promote me as I promote him. It's a partnership.
Right. That's good. And, you know, Cicely, as I'm listening to you and you know, and to the listening audience that may be hearing this, we're not talking about perfection here because nobody's perfect. But you know what I mean? And 'cause I can hear some of the young people saying, well, you know, I'm not perfect. And, you know, we don't want you to be. Mom, Dad, we don't want you to be perfect. You know what I mean?
When it's referring to perfect, that word is literally, more accurately translated, mature. So what God is looking for in his sonship, because we are called to be sons, and we are mature ones, one likened to the nature and quality of their father, a son, then he is looking for you to be mature, right?
That's
he
good.
Just wants
That's
us
good.
To grow up.
That's right. That's right. Stop making excuses.
Exactly.
Right, simply.
Grow up. No, you will never reach a state of perfection as far as without flaw. Never. Why?
Right.
Because we live in a finite fleshly body, and until we go into glory, we will always have flaws. But we are expected to come to a place of maturity, though.
Yeah, that's good.
And you will be held accountable, right? For what it is that you're attaining, and then what it is that you are bringing to pass.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you talk about this, and you know, and I got two boys, and Dad, you know, when I'm talking to my kids, life teachable moments for me with these kids is when I mess up, I don't try to cover up. We talk about the mess up, and then we talk about what we can learn as a result of that experience. And I think right there is where the power is. And my boys, they respect me on a different level because they don't see, oh, Dad's perfect. You know, no, Dad's not perfect. When Dad messes up something, you know what Dad's going to do? Dad's going to go and try to fix that.
That's the maturity. That's what got you. See, you were mature to not, you know what I'm saying, just sweeping under the rug because the kids pay attention to everything.
Right.
And so,
like,
Dad,
you just put that excuse up under the couch. Like, no, man.
So, and you're their first model, right?
Right.
So as they see Dad doing, they're going to internalize that as, oh, this is, you know, okay to do. So I, you know, therein can do the same thing.
Mm.
And so it's important. It's important. So if any of those want to know, like, what I mean practically as far as when I'm mentioning values, like, what does that sound like? What does that look like? Okay, so I'm going to share a few of mine that these are what Cicely Victoria Wilson cannot live without in her life and not feel fulfilled, okay? That is accomplishment, that is excellence, that is emotional health, that is communication, that is integrity, that is intimacy, that is openness, that is trust, that is personal growth, that is spirituality, and that is passion.
Wait, Cicely, you said a few, girl. That was about 15.
That was about 10. But you know what? This is where people start. I encourage people to, you know what, bleed out, so serious, bleed out about at least 10 that you can get
down.
And then you know what? From that 10, trickle down to 5. So if I was narrowed down to 5, it would be passion, spirituality, trust, communication, and emotional health. That's me.
Wow.
So, you know, and that you can commit to memory.
Mm.
So in any point in time where somebody comes up to me and say, well, Cicely, what is it that you got in life? I should be able to run them off.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
You know, and then so they will be aware. You feel me?
I'm with you on this train ride. I love what you're doing. I love this piece. Let me ask you something. Because we want to have this value piece, you know, as a regular piece for our listeners, but we want your interaction, listeners. So, Cicely,
absolutely,
is there, like, maybe some type of homework assignment you can give to the listeners? Or this, because it's going to be archived on the show, so even when we refer people to it, they can know. Is there something you can give them, like, as a teaser or maybe an extension till we get you back on here again? Is there something maybe?
Sure, absolutely. Well, this is what I would say. When I sit down with a client, I give them actually a list of very common values that are in the earth and things of that nature. But even as I've shared some with me, some with the listening audience as far as what mine are, they should be able to get a general idea now as to, okay, what I said, something absolutely that you know that you could not live without. Like, you would not feel fulfilled as an individual if you didn't have this. Mm. They should write down at least 10 of those things.
Okay, so let me
10 of those things, yeah.
Okay, so our listening audience, write down 10 things that you cannot live without, right, Cicely?
Yep, there you go. That you don't believe that you'll be able to make it without. And then, but I'm going to challenge you even further. After you get that 10, knock out 5 of them.
Yes.
So in other words, you should only end up with 5.
I love it.
Because you can start with 5. You know, 10 may seem overwhelming, but if you say you absolutely would not be the person that God, you know, made you to be here on the earth without those 5, then that's a launching pad for you to start from. And let me say this, it's not necessarily the things that you're perfected in already. Right? It doesn't mean that the things that you're mature in already, but you know ideally, because the Spirit is 100% pure and 100% true in you all the time, and He speaks no lies, you will know what that is, even if you're ideal, even if you don't see it anywhere in your life, but you want to have it out before you so you know the types of things that you start to need attaching to it to bring it to pass.
Oh, that's good, Cicely. So this is what we're going to do then, just so our listeners, because I'm gonna have Cicely come back, and we're gonna just do an entire segment on something like this. So she and I are gonna talk about it, but we want you all to know that you're going to be hearing from her, you know, on a portion of the show. We're gonna have a segment on the show where Cicely is gonna be talking about these values, because you know what, I truly believe this is how we're gonna begin to change and help young people to change, even parents, because
we gotta
ride this thing together. You know what I mean?
And
you know, just like our last guest that was on the show, you know, something he said, and I don't know if you heard him, Cicely, but you know, he talked about the fact that he and his wife are in business 100% together. I love that, bro. I love that.
Yeah.
And you know, that was really key. And I think for the parents and the children who are in the same house, we're in this thing 100% together. You know what I mean? Your grades are my grades. You know what I mean? and everything else. So I think that keeps us all together.
Yeah, you got to take ownership of your lives, everyone. You know, God gives us, you know, we have no excuse. We have to have accountability for our lives, and he expects that of us. So I want the listening audience to please, however they can submit their questions, submit, you know what I'm saying, their trials, their triumphs, whatever they have to say concerning around values, I want to hear it, because I want to know how to best serve the audience that you serve, Dwayne.
Okay, Cicely. Well, then, this is what we're going to do. To the listening audience who heard, I know that I don't know how the reception was to the listening audience, but just to kind of recap it, we definitely want you all to write down 5 to 10 of your values. And then I want you to email those to me. As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, www.teen-train.org, if you go there and you go to the contact link, you will see my email. Forward your 5 to 10 values to me, and I will in turn get that to Cicely so that we could begin to you know, shape the conversation around those questions. And then we want to encourage you to call in. As a matter of fact, those people that submit their questions, we're going to contact you and have you live on the show as well. And then and I think that'd be really cool, don't you think, Cicely?
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do, and we wanted to just give you all a teaser with that, but just know that Cicely's coming back. This sister is awesome. I love her. I appreciate her being with us. She brings another element of energy and excitement. So, Cicely, thank you for getting on the train with us, girl, and dropping bombs.
Always.
We appreciate that.
Always, the train.
Absolutely. So to our radio listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in today to 3T Radio Live. I want to first apologize that we've not had our live shows consistently scheduling you all, but I'm working on that. And I want to, again, thank BBS Radio, phenomenal people. I love BBS Radio doing an outstanding job. God bless BBS Radio. You've been good to Teen Train. And to our listening audience, stay tuned, stay on the train, and do not quit. Don't ever give up. Continue to pursue your dreams and your hopes in life. And like Cicely says, stay passionate about what it is that you desire to have, and you will absolutely accomplish it. So until next week, God bless you. Keep riding by faith. That's 3T Radio.
On the purse, told me to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded about the purse.